If you are blind or partially sighted and are thinking about getting into sport and would like to try some different sports all in the one place, well, if you are in Cardiff this coming Saturday, the 29th of September, then British Blind Sports has its Have a Go Day, and you can try all sorts of different sports and ask all sorts of different questions, even if you've never thought about sport, or perhaps you think the sports that you really like aren't accessible. Well, they may very well be. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Alex Pitts from BBS.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Alan.
So, the Have a Go Days, we've talked about these in the past, Alex. I mean, how successful are they?
They've been really successful this year. We've had over 300 participants attend the Have a Go Days that we've delivered throughout 2018. Over 95% of those that attended said that they had an enjoyable time. 100% said they felt safe, and the majority of them would attend an event like this again in the future. So I think that proves that it has been a really good series of events.
Now, we talk about getting involved in sport and fitness. You know, it's all about keeping healthy. But if you're blind or partially sighted, perhaps you think that there's kind of a limited selection of sports. But that's not really true, is it?
British Blind Sports supports a lot of local clubs and county sports partnerships as well to try and ensure that sport and physical activity in the area is accessible to someone who has a visual impairment. And there's loads of different ways that we can do that and try and make it fully inclusive to everyone.
And a great social event too, for people just meeting up and chatting, swapping stories as well?
Yeah, exactly. It's really good for the local sort of community to come together. There's a chance for other visually impaired individuals to chat with people in a similar situation. And we also encourage friends and family to attend. So I think it's really good for just everyone to share experiences and discuss any advice that they need to talk about.
Now, this is the final Have a Go Day of 2018, so you're looking to get lots of people along to Cardiff on Saturday. What kind of sports will they be able to try?
We've got loads of sports in attendance, and the sports that we have on offer are those that are actually already providing some kind of activity for individuals with a visual impairment in the South Wales area. So on offer this Saturday, we have judo, taekwondo, goalball, tennis, football, bowls and acoustic shooting. So a good selection of sports on offer to everyone on the day.
As you say, Alex, you know, if people come along and try these sports and they say, you know, I really like judo or I really like the acoustic shooting, it isn't a case of, well, we'll see what's around. These sports already exist for visually impaired people in the area.
And we try and ensure that we do that across all of our Have a Go Days. So any sport that we offer, we want to make sure there's clear exit routes in place, because like you said, it would be a massive shame if someone attended, tried out a sport they really enjoyed and then found out they had over an hour's drive to actually get involved in that sport after the event. So it's all about bringing together the local clubs that are already offering something for those individuals and encouraging them to join that club after the event as well.
What if there was a sport that wasn't maybe at the Have a Go Day, but people were interested in it? Can they get more info from you on that?
Yeah, so on the day of the event, we hand out signposting documents. So it's just got a list of all the clubs in the area that are inclusive to someone with a visual impairment. And we also just provide a general advocacy service as well. So anyone, doesn't matter where you're based, if you're in South Wales or not, if you want to find out what clubs are inclusive to you in your area, just give us an email at British Blind Sport.
Great stuff. So lots of opportunities, even if you're not, as you say, in that particular area. I mean, one of the barriers as well, I would imagine, Alex, is people think, well, I like the sport and okay, it's available at a club, but I'm not sure if that club will have maybe experience of working with someone with a visual impairment before. Is that kind of something you come across quite a lot?
Yes, so the clubs that we offer are those that we know have either coaches that are trained to be inclusive to all disability groups, or they are offering some kind of visually impaired specific activity. We do have individuals that have sort of emailed us to say they'd like to get involved in their local club, but they don't know whether the coaches do have experience. And we provide a lot of education and training opportunities for those coaches as well to try and give them the confidence to support someone who has a visual impairment.
Great stuff. So a cracking chance to come along and try some of these sports then, Alex. So give us the details. Where, when and how do you get more information?
Yeah, perfect. So the event's being held this Saturday, the 29th of September at Cardiff House of Sport. The postcode for that is CF118AW. The event starts at 12:30 and will finish at 5 p.m. If you want more information on that, just give myself an email, and that's Alex, A-L-E-X, at britishblindsport.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01926 44 247. If you wanted to find out some more information online as well, you can visit our website, and that's www.britishblindsport.org.uk.
Alex, best of luck with Saturday, and thanks for telling us all about it here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.